This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Turkish state media is reporting fire crews tackled blazes for a fourth day as the number of people killed in forest fires sweeping through southern Turkey rose to six on Saturday. The wildfires broke out on Wednesday and have since injured more than 300 and forced the evacuation of villages and hotels. 10 fires are still going, and another 88 have been brought under control, according to Turkish fire officials. Investigators are trying to establish if some of the fires were started deliberately. More than 2,600 fires have erupted each year on average in the last decade, but that figure jumped by 800 to almost 3,400 last year. U.S. military explosive experts said Saturday they believe a drone strike this week targeted an Israeli-managed oil tanker that came under attack off the coast of Oman in the Arabian Sea, killing two on board. The U.S. Navy says American nuclear-powered aircraft carrier USS Ronald Reagan and the guided missile destroyer USS Mischer are now escorting the tanker as it heads to a safe port. While no one has claimed responsibility for the attack, Israeli officials allege Tehran launched the drone strike. Iran has not directly discussed the incident, though tensions remain high over its shattered nuclear deal. Thursday's attack killed two crew members, one from Britain and one from Romania. U.S. and European sources familiar with intelligence reporting said on Friday Iran was their leading suspect for the incident, which a U.S. defense official said appeared to have been carried out by a drone, but stressed their governments were seeking conclusive evidence. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.